那么今天我们的经文是取自这个以弗所书第二章第十九节到二十二节。
Our scripture today came from Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 to 22.
题目是知道你是谁。
And the topic is know who you are.
所以如果你有圣经的话，打开以弗所书第二章第十九节到二十二节。
So please open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 to 22.
以弗所书第二章第十九节。这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所盖。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
那么这个巴纳研究机构在2005年的时候对教会做了一个调查。
Barna Research Group had a survey done in churches.
那么这个调查他们的报道说
This was done in 2005 and in the result it says
他们说在美国有1000万所谓自称是重生的基督徒。
He said in America there are 10 million who claim themselves as born again Christians.
那么在过去的六个月当中
And in the last six months.
那么除了圣诞节或者复活节之外
Besides Christmas and Easter.
他们不曾参加过教会
They never gone to church.
那么这些自称是得救或者重生的基督徒
All these self-claimed born again Christians.
他们曾经认罪悔改而且相信了耶稣
They have gone through repentance and have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal savior.
并且相信自己能够有一天会到天堂。
They also believe that one day they will go to heaven.
因为他们认为自己已经接受了耶稣基督成为他们个人的救主。
Because they believe they have already accepted Christ as their personal savior.
那么这些自称自己是一个重生的基督徒，他们都认为。这个灵命都很重要。
So all these so-called Christians believe that spiritual life is very important.
但是他们的灵命却跟教会没有任何的关系。
But their spiritual life has no relationship to the church.
然后有些人说我信了耶稣就可以了。
Some people said as long as I believe in Jesus, that's enough.
为什么要参加教会？为什么要参与教会
Why do I have to go join the church?
那么我想这个问题是我们从今天的经文可以看到。
I think these questions can be answered from the scripture today.
那么今天的经文如果你看十九节的话一开始的时候有两个字说这样。
In the very beginning of verse 19 it says, consequently.
那么这告诉我们保罗要进入另外一个话题。
It's telling us that Paul is going to begin to talk about something else.
就好像我们开那个手挡车一样哦。不晓得你们有没有开过手挡车。
It's just like when you're driving a stick shift. I don't know how many of you have driven a stick shift car.
如果你经常开自动的你就不会开手挡。
If you learn driving an automatic, then you won't know how to drive a stick shift.
你开手挡车的时候你开始就第一档然后第二第三。
So in the beginning, you're going to go into first gear and then second and third gear.
所以当我们还没有进入一个新的话题的时候
So before we embark on a new topic,
我们必须看保罗之前所讲的
We have to look at what Paul had already said.
也就是上文所讲的
And it is what was said in the previous scripture.
那么跟上文就是18节到18节
And the previous scripture is verses, is chapter 2, verses 11 to 18.
我们看到11节到18节就是讲到耶稣基督所成就的救恩。
In the scripture, it talks about what Jesus Christ has accomplished on it.
那么耶稣基督使到外邦人跟犹太人彼此和好。
He reconciled the Jews to the Gentiles.
那么他不单能够使到犹太人跟外邦人能够彼此和好。
Not only did he do that,
耶稣基督在十字架上也使到他们与神和好。
He also, because of his work on the cross, reconciled people to God.
耶稣基督在十字架上已经把那道墙已经拆毁了。
Because of what he has done on the cross, he has already broken down the wall between them.
所以相信他的人，无论是犹太人还是外邦人，他们都能够来到神的面前。
So because of that, no matter if you are Jew or Gentile, you can still come to God.
而且他们之间没有任何的分别。
There is no difference among them.
没有任何的等级。
There is no class among them.
所以在主里面，他们都是神的儿女。
So in Christ, they are all children of God.
所以刚才我们看那段经文，一共提到三个重点。
So the scripture we just read talk about three main points.
那么第一点就是讲到以弗所的信徒现在不再是一个外人和一个客旅。
It's talking about the believers in Corinth is no longer foreigners or aliens.
他们与圣徒同国。
They are fellow citizens with other believers.
第二个重点。
Secondly,
以弗所的信徒不再是外人。
The Christians, the believers there are no longer aliens.
因为他们是神家里的人。
Because they are now members of God's household.
那么第三个重点。
Thirdly,
就讲到这些圣徒，这些神的儿女们。
Talking about the believers, the children of God.
他们是主的圣殿。
They are the temple of God.
而且这个圣殿是建立在这个使徒跟先知的根基上。
And the temple is built on the foundation of the disciples and the believers.
以基督耶稣成为那个房角石。
And that Jesus Christ himself is the cornerstone.
所以我们看到这个圣经里面讲到这三个重点。
So we see the scripture tell us about these three things.
那么这几节经文就是描述到是一间教会应当有一个的形象。
And this actually describes what a church should look like.
那么教会是建立在神的话语上。
A church is built upon the word of God.
以基督成为教会的房角石。
And that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone.
教会不是一间建筑物。
A church is not just a building.
教会是一群基督徒聚在一起。
It is a group of believers coming together.
这个就是教会。
And this is a church.
如果没有基督徒聚在的地方，就没有教会。
If there is no believers coming together, then there is no church.
所以一个人相信耶稣悔改，相信耶稣得到这个救恩之后，
So as a person became a believer, accepted Christ,
他不可以单独一个人生活。
He cannot live alone.
他必须成为教会的一个成员。
He has to become a member of a church.
他才能够成就神对教会在世上的使命。
And in that way, he can accomplish what God has set forth for the church to do.
所以圣经里面讲到一个悔改相信耶稣基督的人不是外人也不是客旅。
That's why the Bible said a believer is no longer a foreigner or an alien.
他已经成为一个圣徒。
He has already become a believer.
并且与其他的基督徒有同样的国籍。
He is the same citizen as the other believers.
腓立比书第三章二十节讲到基督徒是天国的公民。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 it says our citizenship is in heaven.
如果我们离开自己的国土到国外去短居或者去旅游的话。
If we leave our own country and go to a foreign land to visit or on vacation.
我们在那个地方只不过是一个客旅或者一个外人。
We're just a visitor or a foreigner in that country.
如果我们要在那边逗留的话。
And if we're going to stay there.
我们必须要有签证。
We have to have the proper visa.
而且我们不能够在那个地方长久居住。
We cannot live there forever.
那么时间到了，我们必须离开那个地方。
When time comes, you have to leave.
所以当我在 好多年前我在美国留学的时候,
so many years ago, as I was studying in America,
啊, 我来的时候我是有那个学生签证的,
As I came, I have the student visa.
那么这个学生签证的目的就是, 让你来这里读书,
the purpose of the visa is to enable you to come to study.
啊, 如果你书读完了,
so as you finish your study, you have to leave this country.
啊, 我当你们的牧师,
I'm your pastor.
我只是用签证我才在这里可以在这里讲道。
I was able to stand here as your pastor because I have a work permit.
啊, 我的签证这个月底就要结束。
And my work permit is going to be up at the end of this month.
下个月我不会在这里讲道。
So next month I'm not going to be here.
啊，其实不是啊。Actually, not so.
So if I'm going to stand here and preach to you next month, I have to renew my permit.
啊，不然的话，我必须离开这个地方。If
not, I will have to leave.
因为我不是美国的公民。Because
I am not a American citizen.
我只能够在这里短期。
I can only stay here for a short period of time.
我不是美国的居民。
Not only am I not a citizen of this country,
能够留在这里,
I can't stay here.
也不能够享有美国公民所享有的权利或者福利。
I cannot enjoy the benefits of a citizen or the rights of a citizen.
所以以弗所书，以弗所的信徒在他们还没信耶稣之前，他们是外邦人。
So before the believers in Corinth became Christians, they are Gentiles.
那么虽然他们成为基督徒之后，
so even though after they become a believer,
啊, 他们的身份没有立刻改变，
they, their position did not change.
Right? 啊, 他们还是好像外人一样，
they were acting like they're still foreigners.
啊, 上次我跟大家分享的时候， 他们在圣殿敬拜的时候， 他们必须跟犹太人分开的。
Last time when I shared with you, as they worship in the tabernacle, they still, or in the synagogue, they still have to be separated from the Jews.
但是圣经讲到耶稣基督已经把那道墙已经拆毁了。
But the Bible have told us, Jesus Christ has already broken down the wall.
所以除去了犹太人跟外邦人之间那种恩怨仇。
And it has already dissolved whatever is between the Gentiles and the Jews.
使到外邦人不再是外人或者客旅。
So the Gentiles is no longer a foreigner or an alien.
他们能够与圣徒一起同国。
They can be called fellow citizens.
那么圣经里面讲到，所有相信耶稣基督的人都是圣徒。
And the Bible also said that all believers are God's people.
那么外邦人以前是外人，以前是客旅。
The Gentiles, they were foreigners and aliens before.
但当他们成为基督徒之后，
but as they became believers,
他们与其他的圣徒能够同国，
they became fellow citizens.
我们当中刚才 主席说有谁是美国的公民的？
Just now there was a question, how many of you are citizens of America?
我看到差不多一半的人都是美国的公民。
I can see that almost half are citizens.
但是我们当中也有以前不是美国的公民的。
But then among us, there are also those who were not citizens before.
但是今天他们是美国的公民。
But today, they became a citizen.
啊, 你们能够在这里长久的居住。
You can stay here.
你们能够享有美国的福利和权利。
You can enjoy the benefit and the right of being a citizen.
因为你们是美国的公民。
Because you are an American citizen.
啊, 好像我不是。
Just like I am not one.
啊, 如果我的签证到期了，我必须要离开美国。
If my permit expires, I have to leave.
我们在第一次世界大战之前，
before the First World War,
啊, 有不少的华人从中国， 啊, 基本上从中国， 因为中国的生活太苦了。
There were a number of Orientals because life in China was so hard.
所以他们必须到南洋去求生。
They left the country and go to Southern Pacific.
所以他们来到一个新的地方。
So as they go to a new place,
他们被看为是一个外人。
They were looked upon as an outsider.
他们也被看为好像一个客旅一样。
They were also being looked upon as a visitor.
但是当他们去到那个地方的时候
，But as they stay in that place，
啊，那个地方的生活还很不错。
Life there is not so bad。
所以他们就决定留下来。
And so they decided to stay。
他们就成为当地的公民。
And they became the citizens of that country。
所以身为一个圣徒，圣经讲不是外人，也不是客旅。
So being a God's people, it is not a foreigner or an alien.
而是天国的公民。
You are actually a citizen of heaven.
我想世界上没有任何的公民权比天国的公民权更好。
And I can't imagine there's anything better than the citizenship of heaven.
一个人悔改相信耶稣得救以后，立刻成为天国的公民。
As a person repents and accepted Christ and was born again, he immediately became the citizen.
其实我要告诉大家一个好消息。
Actually, I need to tell you a good news.
上个星期在我的主日学班里面。
Last week in my Sunday school class.
啊，有位弟兄立刻成为天国的公民。
There was a brother who became a citizen of heaven.
啊，他就是周波弟兄。
And it is brother 周波。
所以当我们成为天国公民的时候
，So as we became a citizen of heaven，
我们就不应当把这个世界当成我们的家。
We should not look upon this world as our home。
因为这个家是暂时的。
Because this home，
不久我们就要离开这个地方，然后回到天国去。
Because this one is a temporary one， sooner or later we're going to leave and go back to heaven。
因为我们是天国的公民啊。
Because we are the citizens of heaven。
所以身为一个天国的公民也有他的责任。
So as a citizen of heaven, we have our responsibility.
我们应当尽我们的责任在这个世界上彰显神的荣耀。
We need to fulfill our responsibility in glorifying God here.
一个悔改相信耶稣基督的人不单是天国的公民。
A repentant person, not only is he a citizen of heaven,
啊，他也是神家里的人。
He is also a member of God's family.
他成为神家里的一个位成员。
He became a member of God's household.
圣经讲，每一个基督徒是神的儿女啊。
The Bible said every believer is a child of God.
所以我们在祷告的时候是称神为我们的天父。
So in our prayer, we call God as our heavenly Father.
然后我们称其他的基督徒为弟兄姐妹。
And then we call the other believers our brothers and sisters.
为什么我们这样做？
Why do we do that?
因为圣经讲我们是神家里的人。
Because the Bible said we are members of God's household.
所以一个社会和国家是由家庭所组成的。
A country is made up with different families.
所以当神创造这个宇宙万物的时候，他创造这个家庭。
As God created the heaven and the earth, He also created the unit family.
如果家庭是神所创造的一个中心点
，Family is the center point where God has created.
然后我们看到一家，然后变成很多家。
So from one family, there come different families.
所以当以色列人刚来到埃及的时候
，So as the Jews came to Egypt,
只有雅各一家
，There was only the family of Jacob.
那么后来就有很多家
，And then it became many many families.
直到法老王感觉到很害怕
To the end, Pharaoh was very afraid.
因为以色列人越来越多
，Because the Jews have multiplied.
这家是神创造中的一个计划。
So family is actually part of God's plan.
所以这种观念就伸延到神救恩的计划当中。
And then it extends to part of God's salvation plan.
所以神把教会看为是神的家。
God look upon the church as a family.
是基督徒属灵的家。
It is the spiritual family of Christians.
那么虽然我们每一个人都有自己的家
，So even though we each have our own family.
啊，但当我们成为基督徒以后
，But as we became a Christian,
我们都成为这个家的一个成员。
We all belong, or we all become a member of God's family.
那么家庭是社会和国家的柱石。
Family is the building block of a society and a country.
没有家就没有社会和国家。
If there is no family, then there is no society and there is no country.
那么家庭也是一个人能够建立亲切关系的一个地方。
Family is also a place where you establish close relationships.
也是一个人能够得到温暖和爱的一个地方。
It is also a place where a person can have warmth and love.
也是一个人能够包容互相互相赦免互相原谅的一个地方。
It is also a place where you forgive one another, you build one another up.
所以当我们一大早离开家去上班的时候。
So as we leave our home to go to work in the morning.
然后傍晚的时候我们就回到我们的家。
In the evening, you return home.
因为家能够使到我们得到安息。
Because home is where we get our peace.
那么虽然这个社会是由这个家所组成的。
So even though the society was made up of families,
但是也有好多无家可归的人。
There are also a lot of people that are homeless.
他们失去了自己的家园。
They have lost their home.
他们失去了家带来给他们的温暖和爱。
They have lost the love that is brought forth.
所以他们必须到街头那边漂流流浪。
They lost the love that was brought forth by the family, so they have to stay in the street.
所以晚上的时候，他们没有个很好的地方能够睡觉。
So in the evening or at night, they do not have a place where they can rest their head.
特别是在那个寒冷的冬天里面。
Especially during the winter months.
我最近认识一位美国的朋友。
I recently came to know of a friend, an American friend.
他已经退休了。
He is retired.
所以他把他时间奉献在这个服侍这个无家可归的人。
And so he volunteered his time to work with the homeless.
所以他在这个 Albuquerque homeless shelter 那边服侍这些没有家的人。
He served those at the Albuquerque homeless shelter.
所以让这些人得到家的温暖。
To enable these homeless people to feel the warmth of a home.
也盼望他们能够经历到主耶稣基督的爱。
And hopefully they can also experience the love of Jesus Christ.
所以在我们还没有悔改相信耶稣之前。
So before we became a believer.
我们就好像这些无家可归的人一样。
We are just like the homeless people.
我们在街头那边流浪。
We are wandering around in the streets.
没有一个家。
There's no home.
但是当我们信了耶稣以后
But after we become a believer,
圣经说我们是神家里的人
The Bible said we are a member of God's family.
我们不再是一个 无家可归的人
We are no longer a homeless one.
无论我们到任何的一个地方
No matter where we go,
只要有教会我们就会感觉到自己好像来到一个家一样
As long as there's a church,Then we can feel like we have gone home.
我来美国念大学的时候
As I come to America to go to college.
我信主不是很久
I have not been a believer for long.
那么对神的认识也不是很深
I didn't know this God very well.
所以我的信心正在成长
My faith was just in the process of growing.
但是感谢神
But thank God.
我离乡背井来到一个人地生疏的一个地方
I left the comfort of my home and I come to a foreign and new place.
那么神让我来到一个充满基督爱的一间教会。
And I came to a church that is full of God's love.
那么虽然我离开家很远很远。
Even though I was very far away from home.
而且我经常想到家。
And I often is homesick.
但是教会却让我能够经历到这种爱。
But the church I was in helped me experience the love.
以致使到我的灵命渐渐的成长。
And it enabled my spiritual life to gradually grow.
我信主这么多年，我一直都没有停止过聚会。
For as long as I've been a Christian, I've never stopped worshiping.
因为我明白希伯来书第十章二十五节所说的。
Because I remember and I understand what Hebrews 10:25 says.
那么那边讲到说你们不可以停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人一样。
And it says in Hebrews 10:25, it says, "Not neglect to meet together, as in the habit of some."
那么同时我知道我自己不是一个无家可归的人。
And I know that I am not a homeless person.
我是一个神家里的人。
I am a member of God's family.
所以一个悔改相信耶稣基督的人。
So for those who have repented and believe in Jesus Christ.
第一点，他不只成为天国的公民。
First of all, not only is he is he a citizen of God's of heaven.
第二点，他不只是神家里的人。
Secondly, he is a member of God's family.
圣经讲，他也是主的圣殿。
The Bible says he is also a temple of God.
那么在旧约圣经里面，创世纪讲到神与人同行。
And in the Old Testament in Genesis, it's talk about God walk with man.
然后比如说以诺与神同行300年。
For example, Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
然后讲到挪亚是个义人，在当时世代是个完全人，挪亚与神同行。
It talk about Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God.
然后后来你看圣经的时候，他又讲到神没有人，没有与人在同行。
And if you continue on, you can see that God no longer walks with people.
神住在人的中间。
He dwells among them.
所以当以色列人离开埃及的时候
，So as the Israelites leave Egypt,
他们来到旷野。
They reach the wilderness.
然后神吩咐他们建造这个帐幕。
And God tell them to build tabernacle.
然后神住在他们的中间。
And God dwell among them.
那么当以色列人结束了在旷野漂流的生活的时候
，And as they come to the close of their wandering life,
他们进入迦南地。
The Israelites enter into the land of Canaan.
然后神吩咐他们说，建立一个圣殿。
So God told them to build a temple.
以致神能够。住在圣殿里面
so that God can dwell in the temple.
但是当来到新约的时候
but as we reach the New Testament,
当耶稣基督在十字架上成就了这个救恩的时候
when Jesus accomplished salvation on the cross,
那么圣经讲神不再住在人所造的殿里面
the Bible says God no longer dwell in a place where man has made.
神从今以后住在基督徒里头里面。
From that point on, God began to live inside man's heart.
这个就是在哥林多前书第六章十九节所说的。
And this was mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19.
他说，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own.
你看到，你发觉到哥林多前书第六章十九节所讲的殿是多数的。
And as you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19, the temple here is in plural.
那么神的圣灵住在基督徒里头。
The Holy Spirit lived in Christians.
那么这里讲到每个基督徒是都是神的殿。
It talk about every Christian is a temple of God.
然后有这些圣灵的殿组成教会。
And these temples make up of God's church.
那么今天的经文在以弗所书第二章二十一节所讲的殿是单数的。
And the church mentioned in Ephesians chapter 2, our scripture written today, read today, is singular.
换句话说，这个殿我们可以把它称为是神的教会。
And so, in another word, this temple is God's church.
所以以弗所书所讲圣灵的殿是建立在这个先知和使徒的身上。
And so, the temple mentioned in Ephesians was built upon the foundation of disciples and believers.
而且以基督耶稣为那个房角石。
And that Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone.
如果一间教会没有耶稣基督的话
If a church does not have Jesus Christ,
教会就不能够站立起来。
The church cannot be built up.
地基哦，对于一个建筑物是非常重要的。
Foundation is extremely important to a building.
以前我是学土木工程的。
Was an engineer before.
所以我明白地基对一间建筑物是多么的重要。
So I understand the importance of foundation to a building.
比如说你到城市里面，你看到那些高楼大厦，他们能够站立的、直直的、很稳固的。
If you see a tall building, they can stand firm.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们有很好的地基啊。
Because they have good foundation.
如果没有地基的话，这个建筑物就不能够站立起来。
If there is no foundation, a building cannot stand tall.
那么古代的房子的根基跟今天的房子的根基不一样。
The building in the olden times are different from the building nowadays.
那么古代整座的建筑物，他们的根基是建立在这个房角石上。
The foundation in the olden times is all rest on this cornerstone.
所以当保罗讲到这个房角石的时候，
So as Paul mentioned cornerstone,
他很可能是讲到这个希律王在耶路撒冷所建的圣殿。
He was probably talking about the temple built by King Hebrew.
啊，这个圣殿所用的那种房角石。
What the temple used as cornerstone.
这种房角石是很大很重。
The cornerstone is huge and it's heavy.
它大到好像一个火车厢这么大。
It is as big as a cargo.
它的重量你想有多重？
What do you think its weight was?
570吨。
It's 570 tons.
所以这个房角石是非常非常大而且重。
So the cornerstone is extremely large and heavy.
所以这个房角石又大又重，就是表明它是一个很稳固、很坚固的一个基础。
It represents how firm this foundation is.
所以主耶稣基督在这个马太福音第七章讲了一个比喻。
Jesus talked about a parable in Matthew chapter 7.
他的比喻中里面讲到两种的基础。
In the parable, he talked about two different foundations.
他说耶稣基督说，凡听见我话的人，就去行的。
Jesus said, those who have heard my word and follow.
他说好比一个聪明的人。
It's just like a wise man.
然后把房子盖在磐石上。
Who built his house on the rock.
所以当风吹雨打的时候，
When the rain came, the stream rose.
这个房子不会倒塌下来。
This building will not fall.
因为它是建在磐石上。
Because it was built upon the foundation of a rock.
但是耶稣又继续说下。
And then he continued.
他说，凡听见我话不去行的人。
He said, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice.
他说，好比一个无知的人。
It's like a foolish man.
把这个房子盖在沙土上。
Who built his house on sand.
然后风吹雨打的时候，这个房子就倒塌下来。
The rain came down, the wind blew, and the house fell.
一个人成为基督徒之后，
As a person became a Christian,
他不能够一个人单独生活。
He cannot live alone.
他必须成为教会的一个成员。
He needs to become a member of the church.
因为圣经讲到一个人成为基督徒以后，
Because the Bible said after a person became a believer,
他是天国的公民，
He is the citizen of heaven.
他是神家里的人，
He is the member of God's family.
他是神的圣殿，
He is the temple of God.
所以让我们明白自己，如果我们是基督徒的话，让我们明白我们是谁。
So, if we are Christian, we need to know who we are.
让我们同心低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你把今天的话语赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
也求主帮助我们了解我们的身份。
Help us understand who we are.
让我们知道我们是一个天国的公民。
Help us to know that we are a citizen of heaven.
也让我们明白我们是神家里的人。
Help us know that we are a member of your family.
我们是圣灵的殿。
And that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
让我们的生命在这个世界上能够做光做盐。
May our life be salt and light in this world.
把荣耀归给你。
And that we will glorify you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.